Are you fulfilled? It's a big question, I know, but it's worth asking, no matter how outwardly successful you are. Otherwise, you might be what Megan Hellerer calls an underfulfilled overachiever. Megan is a career coach and the founder of Coaching for Underfulfilled Overachievers. And her new book is called Directional Living, a Transformational Guide to Fulfillment in Work and Life. Our curator Adam Grant calls it an unusually relatable and practical guide to the pursuit of excellence, meaning, and joy. Here's Megan to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Megan Hellerer, a career coach for underfulfilled overachievers and the author of Directional Living, a transformational guide to fulfillment in work and life. Today, I'm here to share five key insights from my book. Insight one, the traditional approach to career is failing us. Work isn't working. Recent studies show that engagement at work is at an 11-year low, where only 30% of U.S. workers feel engaged with their jobs and only about 17% find their work to be a source of meaning. This is half of the reported rate from just 4 years earlier. On top of that, 84% report symptoms of burnout, and almost 50% of millennials report symptoms of depression and/or anxiety disorders. These are not metrics of success by anyone's definition. And these two things, our engagement and fulfillment at work and poor mental health, are not unrelated. The result is an entire generation of people I call underfulfilled overachievers. Underfulfilled overachievers are those who've checked all the boxes, did all the right things, often have resumes chock full of impressive accomplishments, and yet still find themselves unhappy, wondering, is this really all there is? Underfulfilled overachievers have great on-paper lives that feel far from great inside. They're living great lives, they're just not their lives. I know because I was one. I graduated from Stanford at the top of my class, landed a dream job at Google, and dutifully climbed the corporate ladder, all with the expectation that if I just worked hard enough and did enough of the right things, I'd be happy and fulfilled. Instead, I found myself miserable, clinically depressed, experiencing almost daily panic attacks, and totally at a loss about why I was feeling this way or what to do about it. So, I quit my dream job with no plan and made it my mission to figure out what I was doing wrong, convinced that there must be another way to build a career. The more I started to share my story with others, the more I realized just how common and widespread this problem was. So many of the smartest, most accomplished, creative, and talented people I knew had accumulated all of the accomplishments and none of the fulfillment. This was not an individual problem, but a systemic one. Insight number two, focus on the direction, not the destination. So why are we all so unfulfilled? Because we were taught that achievement is the path to fulfillment. We were sold a story that if we just worked hard enough and made the right choices, we would be successful and therefore live happy and secure lives. But as most of us learn the hard way, this is a lie. Achievement does not inherently lead to fulfillment. The achievement lie orients our entire lives to reaching destinations, the finish lines, the outcomes, regardless of what we must sacrifice in order to get there. We privilege the end result over all else, and our primary purpose becomes acquiring as many achievements as possible, as quickly as possible, in attempts to secure our fulfillment. The degrees, the awards, the titles, and the promotions matter more than our experience or even the impact of the work. The thinking goes, who cares if the trip is miserable? It'll all be worth it once I've arrived. But more often than not, when we arrive at the destinations we so doggedly seek, no matter how objectively outstanding they are, they don't feel like we thought they would. Often, we're shocked to find that we have no desire to be there. This outcome-oriented, destinational approach has been the dominant cultural paradigm for navigating life. But it's a setup. If we want to live meaningful, fulfilling, purposeful lives, it's time to divest from the belief that achievement is the path to fulfillment, and that our best life is a destination waiting for us at the end of that sacred 10-year plan. Instead, we want to start living directionally, where the focus is on moving iteratively in our own personal right direction without needing to know the precise destination. We've been trained to believe that we need a perfectly plotted life itinerary and a fully baked master plan to be happy, when all we truly need is a direction. A perfect analogy for this destinational approach comes from the late novelist E.L. Doctorow. It's like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. Focusing on your direction, just the headlights, would be deciding to take a constitutional law class because it feels interesting, without knowing exactly where it would lead. Taking a destinational approach would be starting law school with a definition of success, say, being appointed to the Supreme Court one day, and then dedicating every decision you make thereafter to that sole pursuit. Living directionally means that instead of trying, right out of college, to lock in the company and the career from which you'd like to retire at 65, destination, you simply select the next job role you'd like to experience right now. Direction. Instead of trying to determine whether your date is the one, destination, you focus only on whether you want to go on a second date with them. Direction. In fact, you stop trying to decide whether anything is the one, the house, the career, the crush, the business, the best friend. You instead decide only on your single next directionally right step. You focus on the headlights, knowing you can make the whole trip that way. Insight number three. One of the latest incarnations of the destinational paradigm is the focus on finding your purpose. But your purpose isn't some static, immutable destination that you need to predetermine before you can begin living. The effect of treating our life purpose like a destination is actually the opposite of what we want. We freeze. We do nothing while we stare at the wall or a spreadsheet trying to figure it out. Your attempt to find your purpose is actually holding you back. Purpose is, yep, you guessed it, a direction, not a destination. You don't achieve purpose once and for all. You move toward it. And the best proxy we have for our purpose is our curiosity. Our curiosity is the equivalent of just the headlights. It's not a distraction. It's showing us the path forward. Think of curiosity like hunger. As hunger is meant to tell you where the nourishment is, curiosity is meant to tell you where the fulfillment is. When I worked with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she was a bartender looking for purpose, we identified that her curiosity was leading her towards public service. We didn't need to know exactly what role or title or even type of public service. We only needed to be able to identify the single next directionally right action in the overall direction of public service. Her curiosity led her to take a road trip to Flint, Michigan and to Standing Rock, fundraising and live streaming along the way, just because. This course of action didn't fit neatly into some larger strategic plan. There was no destinational life goal in mind. This is just what her headlights were showing her. It was on the very day that she returned home from this trip, which had demonstrated her advocacy and aptitude for communicating and connecting with people on political issues, that she got a call from the organization that would eventually sponsor her run for Congress. Insight number four, seek aligned ambition, not blind ambition. Many underfulfilled overachievers initially mistake their underfulfillment problem for overambition. But ambition itself is not the problem. Ambition is simply a desire to make an impact. It means placing a high value on making a contribution to the world. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's one of the greatest strengths of underfulfilled overachievers. So we don't want to get rid of our ambition. We just want to trade the classic blind ambition that most of us have been practicing for the new ambition I call aligned ambition. The problem with the traditional blind ambition isn't the ambition part, but the lack of alignment part, being divorced from our own authentic needs and wants on our path to achieving. Ambition without alignment is always going to feel empty. It doesn't matter how amazing the accomplishment is. Winning an Olympic gold medal is still going to feel empty if it was driven by blind ambition instead of aligned ambition. With blind ambition, we select the destinations we're striving to achieve according to what has been deemed impressive and valuable by the collective. In other words, we're outsourcing our trajectories and turning a blind eye to what matters to us personally. It takes all the you-ness out of the equation and results in a success that is arbitrary and generic. This is how we end up with lives that don't feel like ours. Being or appearing successful is a very different experience than feeling successful. That is, from achieving according to what is aligned for you. This is where aligned ambition comes in. Aligned ambition is inner-directed ambition that incorporates your own personal authentic preferences, talents, joys, curiosities, and experiences to create a career and a life that is particular to you and no one else. Where the ambition comes from and why you're ambitious matters. Did you inherit or absorb that aspiration, or did you generate it yourself? We want to be ambitious for the achievements and the success that are uniquely well-suited to us, because that's where the fulfillment lives, not to mention where we can have the greatest impact and contribution. Ambition, in its aligned form, is simply an internal call to more alignment, to more of yourself, to more life. And that's something I think all of us want more of. Working at Google was indeed a version of success, but it did not feel like success for me. It didn't matter how many promotions or bonuses or awards I got. For me, it was blind, generic success and was not aligned for me. Publishing a book and having a thriving coaching practice would be considered by many to be another version of success and worthwhile ambitions to pursue. However, my experience of these two versions of success is vastly different, where the latter is deeply fulfilling because it is aligned. It's the work, I believe, that I'm uniquely well-suited to do in the world. Insight number 5, life is a game of warmer, colder. Directional living is like playing the children's game of warmer, colder, where one player hides an item and directs another player to find it by calling out warmer when they are headed in the right direction and getting closer to the hidden object, or colder when they are headed in the wrong direction and moving farther away from the hidden object. At each juncture, you simply ask, is this warmer or is this colder? By which we mean more aligned and directionally right or less. In other words, you move iteratively in the warmer, most aligned direction without knowing exactly where you're going to end up. So long as you're getting warmer with each step, you're doing it right. The key component of this game, as in life, is moving iteratively. To navigate effectively, we want to take an experimental approach where we are testing and learning and acquiring new information and data and refining as we go. We don't just sit in one spot and try to arbitrarily guess the hidden game-winning destination. That would not only be less fun, but actually a lot less efficient. The goal is not to get it right or perfect on the first try, or even to adhere to some master strategic plan. Instead, the idea is to evolve and fine-tune over time by being alert and responsive to the new inputs you're receiving. The only way to fail is to refuse to iterate and adjust. When in doubt, take an action, any action. In the real world, this launch and iterate strategy becomes even more important because there's the added challenge that the world and we ourselves are constantly changing. It's as if the original hidden object doesn't remain where it began and is instead constantly moving. What is warmer for us at 25 is going to be different than at 35, 45, and 75. And what the world looks like and what's possible and salient and impactful is going to be different in 10, 20, and 50 years from now. The world is not static and fixed, and neither are we. We want to be allowed to evolve and to be able to be responsive to our inner world and the world around us. So long as we're taking a warmer, colder approach and focusing on the direction, this is no problem. The destination, no matter how much it moves, is actually irrelevant. This is the paradox at the center of directional living. The less focus you give to the outcome, the more fulfilling the process and the result will be. When we stop needing to predict exactly where we are going, opportunities emerge. When we interact with the world as it is, as opposed to how we expect it will be, new options that were once inconceivable to us present themselves. We can, and I recommend that we do, both individually and collectively, make the whole trip that way. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy directional living.
Thank you, Megan. That was Megan Hellerer with 5 Big Ideas from Directional Living, a transformational guide to fulfillment in work and life. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.